T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to a guy who's a part of it, who's in this unusual training camp. Joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline is Dante Fowler from the Atlanta Falcons. First and foremost, Dante, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked to Grady yesterday and just about how things are different. And I wonder, you've been through plenty of training camps. Does your body clock know that it's time for football? It's been a weird summer, but you're there now. Like, does your football body clock know that it's time to go?
Yeah, well, you know, once you get into training camp, you're never going to be in, you know, football shape. So, you know, you got to get your body in football shape. But it's up to you to, you know, to be ready. Like, you know, just to have that energy ready to come in to work and just be able, you know, to be able to go to work, you know, with your brothers and stuff. So, I was super excited. I was tired of just sitting in the house, you know, and quarantining, you know, having curfews and things like that. So I couldn't wait to come out here and just participate and, you know, get in the playbook and get ready to go. But I think everybody's ready to go. Everybody's taking care of their body, doing the right things, doing extra work, getting extra conditioning in just to be ready for when, you know, training camp really starts. And I think, strength and conditioning staff, you know, Coach Jess, they're doing a great job of just, you know, building us into it. And, you know, by the time, you know, training camp comes for our first day of practice, we'll be in football shape.
Dante, what were some of your expectations when you, like you said, you were quarantined at home and everything, and now, you know, you get the thing signed, and now you guys can actually be here in Atlanta? Because you signed, I mean, you signed so long ago, but you still weren't able to come in and go up in the Flowery Branch and everything. How has it been since you've been here as far as the new protocols, as far as the social distancing of the lockers and all these different things?
It's definitely different, but what's cool that we have is Mr. Arthur Blankey has these dorms, so I think those are very useful and very helpful. And, you know, it's just a crazy time that we're living in now. So, you know, we can't use the nice locker rooms that we have, but, you know, we have our own dorms and we have our locker rooms set up in our room. So it's super convenient. The dorms are right there by the field, so all we have to do is just, you know, put our clothes on, put our gear on, and, you know, walk straight up to the field. So it's not that bad.
Dante Fowler joining us from the Falcons as day two of on-field workouts has come to an end. And Dante, we know when we talked to you a few months back, you wanted to be in Atlanta. Like, you made a very concerted effort to be here. Dan Quinn being the coach was a part of it. What's it been like the first couple days actually getting to be around Dan Quinn a little bit?
It's really cool. You know, it's not like how it was at UF. You know, how I was with him all the time. You know, I had meetings with him and things like that. So it's different, but just to be able to sit around him and feel his energy, and, you know that he's right there, it's great. It's everything I asked for, and I'm just happy that I was able to have this opportunity just to be able to show this franchise, you know, the type of pass rusher that they're going to have for a little minute.
Dante, throughout this whole thing, how has it been for you as far as you getting your training in? I'm assuming you were back in Jacksonville before you came back up here. How was that training part going with it, and how did the meetings go also when you're trying to get familiar with your teammates that until recently you just met them?
Well, some of the players I already knew, and, you know, we have – one good thing about it, we have virtual meetings still. So we still had an OTA phase. But it's just we couldn't do on-field work because we wasn't with each other, of course, because all the buildings and facilities were shut down. So we was always, you know, in virtual meetings, talking to each other, building the chemistry like that. And, you know, we linked up with each other. It was like, you know, we just hit off from where we left at on the virtual meetings. So it's nothing new. I love my guys. I love my squad on the team. They have personalities and things like that. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
Dante Fowler joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And Dante, you haven't been shy about personal expectations, about things you want to accomplish on the field as an Atlanta Falcon. And we're all excited to see what that looks like. The pass rush hasn't been as good the last couple of years as we hoped that it would be. How good can this group be? You, Grady, and the rest of you guys, how good can this pass rush be?
Well, I think we're going to be, I think the sky's the limit for us. You know, Grady's coming off a Pro Bowl year. Cat looks in the best shape. I'm pretty sure he feels the best he's ever been since he's been playing football. He looked like he's going to do a lot of dangerous things. A lot of guys, you know, even from Charles Harris, I feel like he has a lot of stuff to prove and things like that. So, you know, we're out here, we're working, we're putting in a lot of good work, and everybody's getting that same mentality that we were going to be one of the top pass rushing teams, one of the top sack leading teams in the NFL. So you got to have that type of mentality, and you got to work to get to where you want to go. So we definitely put in the work. Just on the second day, but I feel like we put in a great 2 days, and we're just going to keep going for that, take it a day at a time.
Dante, we've talked about a lot of times that, you know, growing up in football, since you were in college, you have that, you live an itinerary lifestyle. How's the itinerary for everything so far? Is it different than what you used to, or some things new to you?
It's pretty different, but, you know, usually when you're in camp, you know, you're always around each other. You're always having things to do. You're in the facility down there for 12 hours, 12 to 15 right, hours. Right. But, you know, it's a little different. Everybody has to, you know, have to have their space. Everybody has to, you know, quarantine and things like that. It's a little different. You know, not everybody's in the weight room working out with each other and things like that. It's kind of set up a little different, but I'd rather – everybody play it safe and, you know, do the right protocol, then, you know, the league getting shut down. I want to have a season this year because I know it's going to be a great year for us. And that'd be shame for the season to go to waste. So anything that we can do, you know, to get to the season, that's what I'm all about.
Dante, I don't know how much you think about this. The season is still a ways away, but there's a chance that there won't be fans in the stands when you guys are playing. I can't imagine you've played a lot of football games in your life, at least not the last handful of years, in front of an empty stadium. What's that going to be like? How difficult is that going to be to get pumped up to play in front of a potentially empty stadium?
Well, I've been watching the NBA games and things like that, so I see they have virtual fans and, you know, things like that. Probably have some crowd noise or something like that. So, you know, I always try to find the good in some things. I am a crowd pleaser, so I love to pump the crowd up. It'd be weird to just be pumping the crowd up on air, but anything that's going to get me going and get me juiced up, I'm going to do it. So it definitely will be different, but it's okay.
I can't wait to see that, because I can see you, because we love how you play and you do, you dust off the shoes and everything and do the pump up, and there's nobody, I mean, they might turn the volume up on the speakers,
like,
or something.
Yeah, when I scream, it'll be a nice little echo throughout the stadium if there's no fans, but I'm hoping there's we're able to have some fans. You know, I feel like we should be able to have fans and things like that, as long as we do it the right way. But if it's not, you just got to adapt, adjust, and overcome.
Dante, we appreciate it.
We can't wait to
see you guys get out there. Good luck with the rest of training camp, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dante.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.